It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know who you are?
Steven is my name. Even Steven.
Will you say something, Steven?
Steven or else media.
You're listening to the Superman Super Show, episode 4, Superman Plays Football.
Hello and welcome to an all-new episode of the Superman Super Show. I'm a host. My name's Ed Moore. And 1,000 miles over there to my left is the other host. Say hi, Steven.
Hi, Steven. Oh. I took your joke.
You did. Today we're looking at the Superman tale in Action Comics number 4 by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, which is entitled Superman Plays Football. Now, I did make note, one of the previous episodes, I forget which one, that we sometimes run into differing titles for the story.
Yes.
I looked in 3 different places and all 3 had this as the title.
Yeah. When I put the notes together for the episodes that we're doing tonight, I took the titles straight out of that trade that we're both reading.
Okay.
So
okay.
That's an official DC trade. So we're going to call those.
Go with that.
The name.
So, before we go any further, let me tell you what happened in the story. Superman chases after a driver that had committed a hit and run. The car stalls on some train tracks. Superman's barely able to get the driver out of the car in time. Unfortunately, the driver has suffered a heart attack. Superman sneaks into a passing train car where he hears Coach Randall, the football coach of Dale University. He's hiring 2 ringers to play in a game against Cordell University and rough up the star player, thereby giving Dale University the win and allowing the coach to keep his job. Superman decides to pose as Tommy Burke, a perennial backup on Cordell University's team. Tommy Burke's girlfriend, meanwhile, is telling Tommy that she's broken up with him and is dating the tennis champion now, Wallace Dodd, instead. As Burke is taking a walk to cool down, he comes across Superman, who's made himself to look like Burke. He stabs Burke with a hypodermic needle that makes him lose consciousness. When Burke wakes up, Superman explains that he's going to steal his identity for a few days. Superman heads to the football locker room, but doesn't know which locker is his/Burke's. He opens a locker at random and ends up wearing the uniform of Ray Martin, another player. Martin challenges him to a fight, and Superman knocks him out cold. Coach Oliver Stanley hears the noise and kicks Superman, posing as Burke, of course, off the team. Superman decides to come out onto the practice field anyway, immediately making an interception. When the coach notices him, he tells the other players to grab him and throw him off the field. The entire team piles on, very literally, and Superman/Burke drags them all into the end zone for a touchdown. The coach changes his mind and decides to start Burke in the big game against Dale. Coach Randall hears that Burke has become Cordell's star player, so he tells the thugs that he hired to kidnap him the night before the game. They come across the real Tommy Burke, who's tied up and under the influence of a sleep-inducing drug that Superman gave him with the injection there, and re-kidnap him to a new location. The next day, Superman quickly scores several touchdowns in succession. Meanwhile, the real Tommy Burke escapes out of where the thugs were holding him prisoner and makes his way to the football field. He enters the bleachers, only to discover that his doppelganger is scoring repeatedly. He plans to tell the police until he hears his ex-girlfriend tell Wallace Dodd that she wants to date Burke again. The thugs... I'm trying to keep a straight face, but this story...
This is crazy.
The thugs attempt to stab Superman with a knife, but he quickly dispatches them. Coach Randall resigns in disgrace. At halftime, Superman switches places with Tommy Burke, allowing him, Burke, to play the second half. Burke grabs hold of the ball and is quickly knocked unconscious, but when he wakes up, his girlfriend is kissing him, telling him that she wants him to quit football because it's too dangerous. Of course, he quickly agrees. Now, that synopsis, minus my laughing in the middle of it, was taken from the DCFandom.com page, and the link will be in the show notes. So Stephen, what did you think?
This was a crazy issue. I mean, in the first three episodes, we talked about how some of these were pretty crazy, like Superman throwing the guy like a javelin. But this one was crazy. I want to read real quick, if I can, the opening text box.
Okay.
To this issue, because we've talked about those as well. And I love this.
I dig those. Yeah, absolutely.
They're great. Exhilarated by the demon's speed, a drunken, irresponsible driver races faster, faster still. Abruptly, a shrill shriek, a sharp impact. He has struck
a pedestrian.
He has struck a pedestrian. Frightened beyond reasoning, the motorist presses his car to greater speed and flees in terror from the scene of his crime. And they refer to this guy as a hit skip. The guy who got hit is a hit skip victim. I've never heard of that before. Hit skipping.
No.
So I say hit and
must
run.
Must be a time term.
Yeah.
Which I had another one that I found. Let's see. But it was in story 7. So issue 7, so we'll talk about it next time. But yeah, we haven't had very many verbal timestamps so far in these stories, I don't think.
Really,
now, if you're looking at the pictures, yeah, there are giveaways there. But as far as patterns of speech or colloquial terms or things like that, we really haven't had too many yet, I don't think.
No, but that's definitely one of them. And I have to assume skip is kind of probably like skipping out on the check.
I would assume, yeah.
Meaning leave. And I love how, so Superman apparently, I guess he's up on a building or something because he's high overhead. He witnesses this and then he leaps into action and almost hits a train. Leaping so hard, he almost hits a train. And then he starts running along the train and one of the conductors sees him and he tells his friend and his friend thinks he's drunk. And, then, of course, Superman saves the guy from getting hit by the train, but nope, he has a heart attack and he dies. You know,
yep.
Those two pages, really, the whole purpose of that is just to get him on the train. That's they need him. It's really silly when you think about it, because they need Superman to overhear this conversation from the coach and these thugs about roughing up some players so he can win the game and not be fired. But to create this elaborate scenario in which they are meeting on a train, and so the only way we can get Superman on a train is to save a guy who just ran over somebody, and we're not gonna, it's like, okay, well, he saved him, but he's got to get on the train. What do we do? Oh, let's just have him die and then he can get on the train at that point. I mean, why does he get on the train at that point? But he does. Yeah. And then when as he's coming into the window of that train car, uh-oh, someone's entering, and he ducks down and hides behind a chair. Superman hides behind a chair. You know, nowadays, Superman would just be like, hello, I'm Superman, citizens. Can I help you with something? And they'd go, oh, sorry, Superman, we'll go into another car. But no, he hides behind a chair. It's just so silly. And then the fact that Superman drugs a guy with a hypodermic needle.
Oh, yeah.
He's able to just put on some grease paint and look exactly like the dude. And yeah, steals his identity, ties him up. Does he tie him up in bed? I know the guy's in bed.
I think at one point he is like almost like handcuffed to the bed, I think. Thinking back, though, to the dude that was hit by the car, or that he rescued, Superman rescued from the car, died of a heart attack.
Well, right.
what did he do with the man when he got on the train? He just had to let the body out there.
That's a good question. Yeah.
He just, you know, oh, well, he's not alive anymore. I'll leave him here and I'll jump in the train window.
Now, the train, though, has stopped. They do mention that the train stopped because they hit an auto.
So is Superman hiding? Because he, yeah, it's
bizarre. It's really bizarre behavior for someone that we know will eventually be called the Big Blue Boy Scout.
It's one of those things that you run into to get the story moving. They wrote it a certain way. Yep. And, you know, in hindsight of, you know, what, 80 some years, almost 85, we're sitting here thinking, oh, well, that wouldn't work.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and, you
know,
so
we don't know how long they got to write these. We don't know, you know, how many they had written ahead of time, because, you know, in the first episode, we talked about how they were trying to get Superman into newspapers. That was their first goal, where they thought they had a deal made. And so they'd done up a few strips. And I don't know how far ahead maybe he might have written stuff, or if they were like, OK, we need a new story in the next 2 weeks, so we need to bang something out. And this is what we don't know. We don't know what they were thinking. But
in some stuff I was looking at today, I don't believe the newspaper strips started until sometime next year, 1939, because we're
right,
which I don't think we said, did we? I didn't say it.
No,
September 1948 is when this issue of Action Comics cover dated.
Yeah, 38. Right. But we know that that first issue, that first story that's in Action Comics number one,
mm-hmm,
was something they had put together to submit to a newspaper strip.
And
deal didn't go through. So, you know, how far ahead had they planned? How, you know, how many strip ideas did they have? That kind of stuff. But, you know, the one thing we do know is that when it comes down to just crazy, bizarre stories like this, that to us, we can look at 84 years later and go, why would Superman do this? The readers just didn't seem to care. They were out. They wanted a good read. They were just wanted to have some fun, you know,
along for the ride. And
exactly.
He does this and he does that. And he does, and, you know, so, okay.
These are definitely a ride, because they are
for sure
nonstop. I don't know if there's really much more that I would point out in this issue.
Couple things I want to point out.
All right, go ahead.
I find it interesting that someone would be playing college football for 7 seasons.
That's a good point.
You know, for now, I didn't do any research to see then, but now I do know that you have 5 years to play four.
Okay.
That's what how your eligibility is calculated by the NCAA.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you, like me, if I had never gone to college, I could go to college now and I would still be eligible, because it's not age related.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, what style of football are they playing that Superman as Burke got two consecutive kickoffs? I love college football. So these things just jumped right out at me. I'm like, don't do that. So it could be that there was, honestly, that 85 years ago, the rules were slightly different. I don't know. But I certainly know that today, those two things would be no.
It could also be that Jerry Siegel just didn't know anything about football.
This could be. But and you would think
nobody cared.
Ask somebody. I mean, somebody's got to know, you know.
Yeah.
So
it's true.
These guys are in Cleveland, right?
Yeah.
Cleveland has had a professional team for, I would guess, that long. I'm not sure. But so, I mean, at the very least, there's a professional team. College football has been around since the like 1880s, I think. So there's just, I don't know. There had to be a resource. There wasn't Google, of course, but there had to be a resource.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd think.
And those are pretty much the only other things that stood out to me.
Yeah, but the idea of Superman being an identity thief, you know, thinking about that in terms of where we're at now, what an identity thief means.
Yeah, or giving someone drugs.
Yeah,
or kidnapping someone. You know, it's like, yeah, this is Superman did some personality changes between then and now, for sure.
Most definitely, and that's, you know,
for sure.
People don't quite get that. Anybody who's like me until recently, who's never read these Golden Age stories, you know, you hear stuff about Batman when people complain about Batman in the movies killing somebody. Well, Batman didn't kill. Well, he killed in his first, you know, in the Golden Age, he was killing people. And so, you know, Batman went through some changes, but Superman. Yeah. He kidnaps a guy. He drugs him. There's the moment where the guy wakes up and, you know, Burke regains consciousness to discover himself a prisoner in his own apartment. And Clark's just sitting there next to the guy who's in bed going, well, what have you done to me? I can't move. And he just says, you needn't worry. You're just rendered passive by a drug. And then the guy's like, what's the big idea? And Superman just goes, merely this. I'm going to take your place in life for a few days. So long for now. And it just keeps him there. It's just, crazy stuff.
The backhand that sends the football player across the room. It's drawn like an uppercut, but I imagine it is just some kind of backhand.
Yeah. Like you went, go away, you bother me, he says to him.
Yeah, wow.
And then he gets kicked off the team and he's in the locker room. One panel, he's in the locker room going, oh, why did I do that? I messed everything up. And then the very next panel, forget it. I'm going to go out there and play anyway.
Yeah, I'll go out anyway. They can't stop me.
The art, I mean, it hasn't really improved. It is what it is for the time.
Right. Yeah.
But there's a panel of Burke after he comes to the football game and he's in the stands and he overhears his girlfriend say that, you know, she may go back with Burke, and he's standing there going, come on, Burke, hit that line, tear him to pieces. That's just a great panel. He's just all bug-eyed and happy. And you know, every once in a while, some of this stuff is just spot on. And really happy with the artwork. And then the issue ends with how to acquire super strength.
Right, right. Some workout technique there. Yeah.
You may find lifting a heavy armchair is a difficult task. However, if you lift smaller weights regularly and gradually increase the weights of these objects, you'll soon find lifting a mere armchair a cinch.
There we go. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I can't argue with that.
Exactly.
Right.
It's just called conditioning, weightlifting, but with it looks like a small filing cabinet and then a wooden chair. And then it's like this little bald kid is just lifting an armchair up over his head. Then after that, looks so simple. Yeah. And of course, the woman who doesn't want to be with Burke because he's a loser. Because he's not a champion football player. He's always riding the bench. And the moment I realized that, they're going to have her, you know, because they even say, she's like, oh, I kind of like him again. Because look at him. He's a winner. It's like, well, what's he going to do when Superman leaves? He's still going to be a loser. But then they did fix that problem. They wrapped that up. And
said, he showed that. He's still Burke.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Exactly. But he doesn't have to play football now. He gets the girl. He doesn't have to show that he can't play football.
He can retire because he proved it already, and now it's
exactly. Good. It's just obvious that maybe Jerry Siegel probably didn't know women that well.
Okay.
I think you can say that for maybe a lot of.
Yes, there are probably men by the high numbers throughout the ages that would stand in line with you there.
Yeah. All right. Anything? That's all I got for this issue. It was a lot of fun. And
I'm good. Okay. I do want to thank everyone for listening to this episode and any episode before and any episode we have after of the Superman Super Show. If you want to drop us a line, you can do that at the supermansupershow@gmail.com. All one word. And if you want to help the show in another way, you can go to Apple Podcasts and rate us, or any of the other aggregators, Spotify, iHeart, whichever ones have the ability to rate. I know some do and some don't, and I can't keep track of which do or don't. But if you have that ability, please do. Or even easier, just tell your friends about the show. Tell them about the YouTube. Tell them about the podcast when we start releasing those. Just tell your friends. We're a couple of cool guys to listen to. We make jokes and we make you laugh. And we talk about Golden Age right now, Superman comics. So until next week, I'm Ed saying goodbye. Goodbye. And here is Steven saying goodbye.
Goodbye.
We want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Superman Super Show. Questions and comments can be directed to the Superman Super Show at gmail.com. If you enjoyed the show, you can help to boost our presence online by leaving a rating or review on your favorite podcast app. The Superman Super Show is a presentation of Stephen or Else Media. For more nerdy content just like this, check out StephenOrElse.com or just use the link in your show notes. Superman is a registered trademark of DC Comics and was created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Superman's bad. I mean, he was bad.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.